Maybe. People will start to wake up when there's millions of dead 6 and 7 year olds.
Yeah.
When it affects them personally, it's their own children. And we're coming up on Christmas. Now, if suddenly we've got millions, even thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dead first graders and second graders and seventh graders. So what did I tell people they need to do the most of is they need to get mentally prepared for that. Think of what our children have been through as a society in the last year and a half with masks, social distancing, the spike of psychiatric illness and depression, suicide. Their world's devastated and destroyed in terms of graduating from high school, graduating from college, participating in sports. Their whole worlds have been decimated. And now when they start looking around at some of their classmates dead, and it may be the very chill classmates who are saying, I got the shot and it didn't even hurt. And I got ice cream. You should get the shot too. And then they say to their parents, I thought you told me the shot was okay. I thought you got me the shot, right? Am I going to die next? These
Oh,
are the
so
things I think
sad.
we need to get prepared for.
Yeah.
Seriously. And if that's planned for the worst and hope for the best, maybe none of that stuff happens, but at least you've been psychologically, mentally, spiritually prepared.